Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the country's leading name in leak detection, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes from a property manager overseeing a large residential block. She wants to know how to stop tenant access issues from turning a straightforward leak detection job into a weeks-long headache. Dave, you've been on site at plenty of high-rises. Where does it typically go wrong?
9 times out of 10, it goes wrong before we even arrive because nobody's told the tenants we're coming. Acoustic leak detection equipment picks up pipe noise through walls and floors, but we still need physical access to flats on the suspected floors. If a resident isn't in or refuses to open the door, the whole survey stalls.
So the preparation before the visit matters as much as the detection itself.
Absolutely. Property managers who get this right send a written notice to every affected flat at least 48 hours ahead. It doesn't need to be a long letter. It needs to explain that ADI engineers will attend, roughly how long access is needed per flat and who to contact with questions. That one step cuts door refusals dramatically.
What about leaseholders who simply won't cooperate, even with notice? I imagine that's a real sticking point in blocks, with a mix of owner-occupiers and tenants.
It is, and it's worth the property manager checking the lease before we arrive. Most residential leases in a managed block include a right of access clause for essential repairs and investigations. If that clause exists, the managing agent can lean on it, not to force entry on the day, but to have a firm conversation beforehand so the resident understands their obligation. We'd always rather that conversation happens before we turn up with equipment.
Let's say access is sorted. Walk me through what ADI actually does once you're in the building. Does the whole team pile into one flat at a time, or is it more coordinated than that?
It's planned floor by floor. ADI engineers use acoustic leak detection to listen along pipework runs, working from the ground up or from the reported damage point outward. Thermal imaging surveys of communal corridors and ceiling voids run alongside that because thermal imaging identifies temperature differentials where water is tracking through the structure without anyone opening a single floor tile.
And if the leak is under a solid concrete floor, which is pretty common in post-war high-rise construction, how does that change things?
That's where tracer gas comes in. ADI uses tracer gas to locate leaks under solid floors and beneath screeds where acoustic equipment can't get a clear signal through the mass of concrete. Tracer gas leaks up through the smallest crack or joint and our detector picks it up at surface level. It means we don't need to lift slabs blind, we go straight to the source.
That must save a lot of unnecessary damage to the fabric of the building.
It does, and in a high-rise that matters even more because you've got shared infrastructure, central heating risers, shared cold water mains, drainage stacks serving multiple flats. Pinpointing the leak precisely before any opening up work means the right flat gets the right repair, not a row of flats or getting their floors dug up on the assumption.
From a scheduling point of view, what's your advice to a property manager trying to book a survey across a 60-flat block without it dragging on?
Plan the access sequence before you call us, not after. Group the flats by riser or by zone, whatever the building's pipework layout dictates, so ADI engineers move in a logical path through the block rather than doubling back. Share that access plan with us ahead of the visit so we can bring the right combination of equipment, a thermal imaging camera, an acoustic listening device and tracer gas kit all in one visit is far more efficient than 3 separate callouts.
Last question, Dave. If a property manager is listening to this and they've already got a leak that's been bouncing around for weeks because access keeps falling through, what's the single most useful thing they can do today?
Get a confirmed access list in writing from every flat on the affected floors before they rebook the survey. Even a short email from each resident confirming they'll be available on a given day changes everything. ADI leak detection can work fast once we're on site. The delay is almost never the detection. It's the door that won't open.
Really practical stuff. Thanks, Dave. If your block has a water leak that keeps getting delayed, ADI leak detection is one of the most trusted and experienced names in the UK for exactly this kind of complex residential investigation. We'll be back with more soon.